Hey there. So, I suppose this audio response is going to cover both of the audios that I got from you. I went and checked my Reddit this morning. I was having my car drive back home. And, you know, went to play the first one that you sent me, and it looks like somehow a little underscore snuck in at the end of that link. And so I was trying to get it to work, and I got another message from you, another audio. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll just listen to this one first, and then I'll go back to the other one. It's probably fine that I'm not listening to these in order. And here I am just driving down the street, and suddenly I hear my own voice in the background. And it definitely shocked me a bit. And at first I was really confused because I wasn't sure how it was that you had found my GWA audios. And then it dawned on me that I, of course, had used the same Soundgasm account. I don't have any other ones. And, yeah, if you just go back to my username, they are all there. So I had a little chuckle after I got over the shock of hearing myself and you in one audio. But I have to say that it was extremely hot to listen to. I only have ever had kind of one person offer to make a response audio. And I was dating someone at the time, and he was I feel like I shouldn't even say barely comfortable. He hated the fact that people even commented or messaged me. So having someone make me an entire response audio was absolutely out of the question, and I had to politely decline. But now that I've got this little snip of it, I'm like, there's this great world of response audios that I've missed out on. Anyway, okay, first of all, I feel like I'm a little too close to my mic, and it's gonna sound like I'm yelling at you. Okay, and then I took notes, because otherwise I will be a mess. So, GWA voice clip addressed. You were watching the Broncos versus the Panthers, but you forgot to include a very important piece of information, which is which team you were cheering for. Like I said, very important. I'll leave that up to your next response, either via text or audio. But I am definitely a fan of the home team. My Facebook was exploding with all of my friends. We were very excited about this win. I think going in, we were kind of like, yeah, we might lose, but it's okay because, you know, we don't even have the same quarterback. But of course, we're now all very, very smug now that we beat the Panthers a second time. Yeah, so that's a little football info there. Anyway, so the other thing you said, what I'm looking for, like correspondence-wise or whatever else, I don't know if I particularly have anything in mind. I think I sounded a lot more confident and concise in my post. And when it comes down to actually following through, I'm kind of like, whatever happens, happens. So if you like audios and you want to keep making audios, that's fun. If you want to do text, that's fun. Just, you know, kind of whatever works and is convenient. But outside of just forms of communication, I guess I'm taking a similar whatever works approach. I think I just kind of enjoy talking to different people and having the different perspectives, and so when I made the post, there's one person that, I don't know how a conversation turned to this, but, I think he was, like, in his early 30s, And basically said that I was just looking for an older man with experience and money to spend. And when I had made my post, I hadn't thought at all that it might be that people might read it and think, oh, this is like a sugar baby. And then someone was pointing it out, and I was like, oh, wait, okay, no, I see how someone might get that idea. That's not what I was going for. I do not have daddy issues. My dad and I are actually have a really great relationship. But I think, just kind of in the few conversations that I've had, with older guys, there's a fun exchange that comes with the age difference, in that, you know, there's kind of experiences that are unique to, our ages and our positions in life, and then get shared experiences as well. I remember having one conversation with someone, and at the time he was twice my age, and, this was recent, but, you know, he was talking about the hotlines that where you could call in, to these phone hotlines and kind of listen to people's profiles and then send them these voice messages and then be connected and have these phone conversations. And, you know, initially he was talking about them as if perhaps I'd never heard of them. And I was like, no, you know, I caught the tail end, of those. So I remember those being on television. Of course, I was nowhere near old enough to use them, but I definitely remember the commercials. So anyway, I say all that to say that there's just kind of a fun exchange that comes with the age difference, both in kind of shared experiences and then very unique, more age-specific experiences. Okay. So, weekend plans. So far, I don't really have any solid plans. Now that I've finally gotten employment, I probably want to go shopping for some adult clothes because I don't really want to show up for my first day wearing my usual attire, which is jeans and a t-shirt. So, might see if my best friend is available for shopping, or take my mom along. That's always a solid pick. I think I want to try to grab kind of lunch or dinner or something with a friend, depending on his schedule. My two best friends are still in, oh my gosh, I haven't actually checked with best friend to see what she's doing right now. I wonder if she has, anyway, sorry. Are still in school, so it's, we all graduated, in May. But they're going back, and now I'm going to be going out. I've gotten my first job, and it's kind of weird. I've been putting pressure on them to hurry up and finish school so that we can actually do things together. Anyway, might see if I can spend a little time with them. Otherwise, I'm kind of excited to hang out at home. I've been staying at my dad's house since I graduated, and he has an emergency project in Las Vegas to go to, so I'm going to have the house to myself. With any luck, since this is an emergency project and he's doing them a big favor, he might get some free swag. My best friend and I already compiled a short list and gave it to him, but anyway, so I'm kind of excited to just be at home by myself. I might record an audio or two just because all this privacy, can't let it go to waste. It was so much easier to record when I was at school because I had my own apartment there, and so I didn't have to worry about anyone overhearing or, you know, being respectful or mindful of anyone else. I could just kind of do my own thing, record whenever I wanted. Not so much a thing I can do when I'm not living by myself. Yeah. Hopefully you have more interesting weekend plans. So yeah, that's one of my questions for you. In addition to the Broncos question, Broncos versus Panthers, which is very, very important. I'm just going to reiterate that again. And I think it's clear what the correct answer should be at this point. Moving on. So your last question, you kind of threw it in there, and I feel like it's kind of a maybe kind of a big question. I don't know. It's funny timing because it's something that I've been thinking about a bit recently. I have the relationship I mentioned at the beginning of this audio ended in March, and then we stopped talking, and then we decided we were going to be friends, and then we stopped talking again. And this one's probably going to stick because I kind of laid into him during our last conversation. Anyway, that was that relationship was not a good idea, and I realized that kind of let's see. I was thinking about this in terms of kind of people my age, my friends, in that we have no clue what we're doing when it comes to relationships, and I don't know if we'd entirely admit that. But I realized that I didn't have like a list beyond kind of superficial things that I wanted in a person. And a partner. And I was talking to one of my friends, and he's 26. And, I asked him if he had a list, and he was like, "Well, no, not really." And he'd just gotten dumped by this girl that he was just really, really into. I had heard time and time and time again how much he wanted to date this girl. And I had kind of set back when he finally got the chance to date her, and just been thinking like, this is not going to end well. This isn't going to end well. This is not a good pick for him. But he did not want to hear me out. And I think they dated for 2 or 3 weeks before she just dumped him. And it might have actually been the same day that he met her family. Anyway, I asked him, okay, let's make a little list here. And sorry for all of this that has absolutely nothing to do with the answer to your question, but you understand the ramble. So, we're like going through this list that we just compiled, and we're like, okay, what's the most important thing on this list? And did she have it? And he was like, well, not really. Anyway, the whole point of this was to say that we have absolutely no clue what we're doing because I don't think we actually think about our ideal partner. So it's a really good question. Now to actually answer your question. Dear goodness. So I had in my head the superficial part, which was I'm very much attracted to kind of stereotypical masculinity, which I think they say little girls look for men like their dads. So I think that's part of it. That ability to like fix things and my dad can fix anything, figure out anything, build anything. So kind of stereotypical masculinity, I like leaving out kind of the toxic parts. But I think beyond the superficial, I have realized that I really need people that process things more logically than emotionally. Because if they're more the emotional thinker, and I will drive them crazy. Because I'm not the super soft, touchy-feely type. Yeah, that ends up being disastrous. I end up kind of coming off as cold. Anyway, so that's one. Two would be compassionate. Yeah, someone that's very compassionate. And, oh wait, no, there's actually going to be four to this. Can you tell that I haven't actually thought this out that well, which is part of the problem? Anyway. Three would be honest, because I've realized that people lie about really stupid things for no apparent reason. And I don't know why this had never clicked in my head, but maybe I just have very like-minded friends where, you know, even if it's stupid or it sounds bad, like, just tell the truth, because it doesn't really matter. So, yeah, truthful. And then, number four, ideal guy, I think would have to be, I need the kink factor. And, like, I wonder how much this plays into, let me try to organize my thoughts before I jump directly into this. I think, not even then. So maybe it's a combination of, you know, not easily jealous and the kink factor, because I think both of these things went horribly, horribly wrong in my last attempt at a relationship. I like recording. I would be perfectly fine, you know, not recording if it was really that important to a partner that I'm not. But I'd rather not be put in that position. In any case, I really like to kind of explore kink-wise. And so someone that would be uncomfortable with that, that could cause a lot of issues, especially if they were the jealous type and weren't comfortable with GWA, because then I kind of lose that outlet, both in my personal life and in my GWA online life. So yeah, those would be really important. What else? Ideal person. I think just very hardworking and motivated. Oh, but side note, I don't want someone in the same field as me. I really like being able to pick someone's brain and learn something new. Not saying I can't learn something new from someone that's kind of in my same line of work, and kind of in the tech industry, but I really like being able to talk to someone that whose area of knowledge is completely separate from my own. That's really a lot of fun for me. So I would like it if, yeah, that degree of separation. Plus, I think it's nice to be able to come home and, like, ask your partner about their day and not kind of get some version of your own day back at you. I like to compartmentalize, and that starts to muddy my dividers. Ideal person. I think, oh. One lot, two. Two, I have no clue what I'm doing, if you couldn't tell. I'm totally pulling this out of thin air. Ideal person. I guess something that I've... Okay, so I've been reading this really, like, crappy lovey-dovey book, and the female character described, you know, her love interest as, like, a cowboy with a finance degree. Not a huge fan of finance, but that's kind of what I'm looking... Oh, let me see how I can describe this well. So I like, I guess sort of the more cowboy aspect. This is gonna, okay, let me explain this so it doesn't sound quite as ridiculous, but I guess it goes back to the whole stereotypical masculinity. I've grown up around men that hunt, that own trucks, see, I like being outdoors, sort of. I cheat. I do the whole glamping thing. That's my thing, you know? I'm not ashamed. So I'm used to, like, fifth wheels and all of this stuff. So that's sort of the more country aspect. But important part is then to also get the more intellectual side. Can't have one without the other. I like kind of discussing social issues. Lately, the books I've been reading have focused a lot on race. And I don't want to, like, spend part of this audio just bashing my last attempt at a relationship, but I will say that, like, you can't have one without the other, because it ends up being really, really bad and uncomfortable. But I like having those discussions, so I need the balance of the two. And now I feel like I've rambled so much, I don't even know what I've talked about. But, you know, hopefully you'll be able to piece this together. Also, it's almost been 22 minutes, so now it's 22. Anyway, I should stop rambling now. I do have a question for you, and if it's too invasive, that's fine. My apologies, and forget I asked. But, you know, I'm curious, when I talk to older men, what their kind of relationship history is leading up to this point. I stay away from married men because that's, to me, not cool. So it's interesting to kind of figure out what the story is, you know, whether there was marriage or maybe they're not interested in marriage at all or whatever. Anyway, if you don't mind sharing, I'd be interested in hearing. So, look forward to hearing from you soon.